By the year 2030, nothing will have changed much. It's in less than 12 years away, which part of your history goes by like the blink of an eye. It's too early to see the disaster that we humans have caused with climate change, but we will start seeing in some place of the world destruction, and sadly that will be in the poorest regions of the world. By this time, most cities should be equipped with electric cars. But unfortunately, most countryside cities will probably still be using petrol cars.
By that year, if everything comes into play that it equally the year that the private space exploration company named SpaceX plans to send humans to the red planet Mars permanently, Africa is by now the China of the start of the 21st century. As expected, France should have a leading role, as the population of the Francophone African countries should peak, and they would probably offer low-paid jobs, and French language should have a more important place in business. So, we should see a lot of people migrating to Africa for business, developing giant corporations such as the GAFA will probably implant their factories near the Atlantic so that they can have factories on both oceans. That will cause intense students migration for Africa to the triad, and intense employment migration from the triad to Africa. Primarily, students going to France and Canada for French universities for the Franco-African countries.
New railroad technology and hyperloop innovation should make traveling a lot faster, cheaper, and easier. Traveling on the ground will become standard again as planes become inefficient. People around the globe will be connected by tubes within a few hours at most. That will revolutionize modern-day traveling. Europeans and Americans and the Chinese will probably have a race for Africa, the winner investing in the country for new technologies. In 2030, many of the problems we have today will probably be the same. People will be traveling for fun. They will be migrating for jobs and education and for war.
It is natural to fight when not developed yet. And it is expected that tension within Africa will rise, as not all countries will have the same offers from foreign countries and companies. That's caused jealousy, which will lead to hatred, which will lead to war, and if not war, extremist group committing terrorist act to force the world to react to their misery, people will move to flee the war.
People will also move because of climate change, not as much as in like 2050, but still in 2030 a lot of people will start moving to the cities, to less dry weather, to a better life standards region. So to conclude, not much will change in 2030, but it will probably be one of the last years before the inevitable climate change catastrophes, which will divide the world in half and threaten society and our way of living as we know it.